Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Happy 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy Independence Day, Americans, wherever you are, however you're listening to the show, and whether you're in the United States, across North America, and on the radio and the internet, or around the world on the internet, I hope you're enjoying the 4th of July. I hope you're celebrating it, and I hope you're doing it safely. Don Lambrew is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend. He's chief political reporter for the Washington Times, the author of the outstanding book Fat City, and he's our good friend. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. And I also might point out, ladies and gentlemen, a world-class patriot. Is it possible to be a world-class patriot of America? I don't think I've ever heard that, put it that way before. Maybe I've coined a new way to say that, a world-class patriot. What do you think, Don?
Well, I don't know if I deserve that designation. I've just been reading this morning about Samuel Adams and the role he played. I'm from Boston,
right,
originally, so we take the American Revolution pretty seriously up there, as they do all across the country on this great day. And so I'm just like any other American. We celebrate it. It's one of my favorite holidays, and it makes you think about everything we should be grateful for about this country. With all of its problems, I'm someone who is an optimist about our country and about the future, and this is the time to think about things like that.
Now, there's a name for you. I like his beer, but I don't think we've ever talked about Samuel Adams on the show before. Tell us about him.
Well, he didn't really do much until he was about 42 years old. He was a failure in business. He worked in the family brewery, and that's his connection. As we recall, Sam Adams, we connect him with beer, and of course, a very famous Boston beer, Sam Adams beer, is named after him.
Right.
But he became an agitator for independence after the British decided to tax the colonists, and he was part of the he organized the what was called the Committee of Correspondence. And the British thought these, of course, were the plotters for independence, and they were. And he led the Boston Sons of Liberty. He was a member of the state legislature. He wrote essays in the Boston Gazette for independence and led boycotts. And he signed the Declaration of Independence. So he was a man who was a key person, really, in the American Revolution, not given as much attention now. And then he went on to become a lieutenant governor and then governor of Massachusetts, was participated in the constitutional conventions of Massachusetts and the Declaration of Independence, and so a very important person, and someone who agitated for independence, was someone who wrote, I think, in a letter to Abigail Adams that this day should be marked by celebrations and fireworks to celebrate our Day of Independence, and he was an important figure in bringing that about.
Well, what a great story you just told us, Don. Thank you for that. You know, I knew a little bit about Sam Adams. I don't think I knew all about that. Don, as you were just talking to us about Sam, it reminded me of what I've thought about before. I love being an agitator so much. I enjoy being a contrarian and agitating people and making them, you know, getting them out of their comfort zone so much that I would have loved being a revolutionary.
Well, it's, you know,
and I think you would have been too.
Well, I think so. I think, Thomas Jefferson once said, a little revolution now and then is a good thing. and you know, I think that's part of the American spirit, and I think it's embedded deep in the American fabric, and we're agitating for this change or that change. But in the end, you know, we're all Americans, and on this day, we are all Americans. Americans, and our country, I think, is blessed with people who have the American work ethic and a belief in freedom and wanting to spread freedom around the globe.
Wouldn't it be a great gesture for the world, Don, if all of our politicians, all of our political, our presidential candidates and the president got together in one event on the 4th of July and said, you know what, let's show the world that, like we did after 9/11, let's show the world that with all of our differences, with all of our deep-seated differences, and all the different ways that we think that we ought to be moving forward on this day, let the world see that we're all Americans, that we all celebrate the same concept, and let the world be on notice that we will stand together as Americans. What do you think about that, Don?
Well, I think it's a good idea, but I think in many ways we do that. I look up and down the street in my neighborhood here in Virginia. There are flags all over the neighborhood.
Hold on to that thought, Dad. I want to see the politicians do it. That's what I want to see. I know I'm a hopeless romantic, but I'm going to keep dreaming about that. Tony Taylor, stay with us. We'll be right back with Don Lambro. Back at 17 till, I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're still playing what I think is patriotic music. I'm not quite sure. Somebody's going to tell me eventually what that song is, but we're trying our best, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to be patriotic today and less rock and roll and no business, just about being what it's like to be an American, how great it is to be celebrating this Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Please be safe today. Have a good time. But don't forget to think about the men and the women whose shoulders you and I stand on as we live here in America, as those of us who are Americans, the benefits and the things that we enjoy as Americans, we stand, all those things we have are as a result of the people whose shoulders we stand on, the founders, the framers, the men and women who put their lives and everything on hold, who've worked so on the line, I should say, and who've worked so hard over the centuries to pass on to us what we have. And I want to quote something. By the way, Don Lambro is our guest. Don is chief political reporter for the Washington Times. And Don, I've got a piece here that I wrote about a while back, and it's about an article that was published in the Romanian newspaper, and I can't even say the name, but it means the Daily Event. And this columnist, one of your guys, Cornel Nestrescu, I think is how you say his name, posed these questions about Americans and how they reacted after 9/11. And basically he said that Americans, he asked this question, why are Americans so united? And he talked about the images of Americans, diverse in geography, ethnic background, et cetera, how they all responded to 9/11 as if they were, and these are his words, united as one human being, end quote. And so he asked this question, again, this other question. He said, what would unite the Americans in such a way? Would it be their land, their galloping history, their economic power? Could it be money? And finally, he concluded in his article by answering his own question. He said he could reach only one conclusion. Only freedom can work such a miracle. What do you think, Don?
Well, I think our freedom is what unites us, and our belief in the in freedom and our independence, and that we have our differences, but that you can express your differences freely in this country, as in many countries you cannot. And this is the central compelling idea in the founding of our country and in the 4th of July, and we hold these truths to be self-evident. Mm-hmm. And of course, and those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that is the central idea on which this country was founded, and I think it does unite us at, by and large, and particularly at times when our country is endangered and we all come together, as was certainly evidenced most recently in 9/11, and has done in other countries, such as World War II and the Battle of Britain.
Right.
So, I think that idea is still very much alive. And
but do you think that other people around the world, when they see us lapsing back into our regular lives and our self-absorbed lives, and not demonstrating this kind of patriotism, that kind of unity on a daily basis? You know, it's been a few years now since we showed the world that we were responding as one human being, as the gentleman as I just quoted him. Do you think that the world sometimes gets it wrong, that even though we don't, sometimes we act over here like we're mad at each other sometimes, especially political, you know, do you think that they underestimate the unity of the United States?
I'm not. Well, some may. There are countries that do underestimate it, and there are those countries, of course, and their leaders who hate Americans. But, you know, in Washington, D.C., we have a lot of tourists who come here, and I run into them all the time at the Capitol, around Washington. They're from Japan. They're from countries in Asia. They're from Europe. You know, and they come up to you, and, you know, I remember this one group of Japanese students. This girl came up to me and said, I love America. We love America. So there's a lot of love out there for us. It doesn't maybe get reflected in these polls and some very venomous world leaders out here and there. But I think what is the vote that is taken on America every year, decade after decade, century after century, shows that the world loves America because they come here in such large numbers to make a life for themselves, and you don't have that kind of immigration anywhere else on the planet.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about how we are today as stewards of this wonderful concept of freedom that we've been handed down, that we are the beneficiaries of, the shoulders on whom we stand to have what we have? How are we doing as the stewards of that?
Oh, I think we're doing it pretty well. I think, you know, and you have to, when you walk out into the House or the Senate gallery and you listen to the debate and you see the way our representatives from all across the country and all 50 states talk with one another, debate, they battle, they fight. But out of that kind of cauldron, you know, comes some ideas that are enacted and some good laws and maybe some bad laws. But I think it's always with the intentions of how do we make our country better. And we've been trying to perfect that for 225 years. And I think we haven't done a bad job of it.
Right. Stand by, Don. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating Independence Day in America with our good friend Don Lambro, Chief Political Reporter of the Washington Times and the author of the outstanding book, Fat City. Getting to some good stuff. Welcome back. Happy Independence Day. It's the 4th of July, 2007. It's, what is it now? 231 years, is that right, Don? 231 years, I think, since the Declaration of Independence was signed. And
right.
you know, I was talking to, as you know, Lincoln called it an experiment in the 1860s. He called America this great experiment, and I've asked some other people this question, Don. I'm going to ask you over the last year or so. I've asked them, do you think that we are still an experiment? Do you think we've gotten it down pat? Have we gotten this thing patented, and we're now cranking out the American product, or you think we're still an experiment?
Oh, Oh, very much. We are in the midst of an experiment in terms of the changes we want to bring about in our country. I mean, you know, government does a lot of things that we didn't do back when our government was first founded.
Right.
And we're
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, some of it is good and some of it is bad. The growth of government, the growth of a lot of paternalistic programs, and the expansion of the welfare state. Some of that is good. Some of that is not so good. And I'm not sure what the founding fathers would think of all this, but I think we are trying to perfect our society and make changes, and we do it as a nation and in our courts and through our legislature and through our chief executive and through our states. We're still a federalist government.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've improved this nation dramatically from what it was in the beginning. And I think the founding fathers, if they were alive today, would say, yes, you have improved things dramatically, and that's all to the good.
Well, you know, I agree with you on the welfare thing. To the degree that it helps people who can't help themselves, I think it's an important thing for us to do. But to the degree that it's created a nation, potentially created a nation of people who look to others, to government or others, to solve their problems, who believe that when something happens to them, it must be somebody else's fault, and I must find out who that is and get something from them, or the government. Somebody should do something about this, you know, rather than me doing something about it. I think to the degree that it's created, you know, an attitude like that is not good. But I think that's going to change. I think it is changing because more and more Americans are thinking like entrepreneurs than are thinking about members of some corporate structure or some union. What do you think, Don?
Well, I think that we have made changes to try to roll some of that back. Certainly, in the welfare reform that we passed, that was
very important legislation, wasn't it?
Extremely important. And all the naysayers who said this is going to cause poverty to increase, just the opposite. People did went to work and improved their lives and pulled away from welfare. The welfare rolls fell dramatically, and there wasn't, I think our country was better off on that. And, you know, the central things we fight about are still cutting the tax rates, putting the brakes on government spending, and here and there are victories on that, and we'll continue to fight for those kind of things. And we're going to have victories on those issues in the future. So we're still fighting about the idea of reducing the size of government and controlling it and having less of our taxes go to government and more to what, let's face it, is a free market economy that is the envy of the world.
What do you think the founders would think about our presidential program, the presidential selection process we have today?
Well, it's been about the same as we with the electoral system, and I think they would. I don't think they would like the idea that we have such long, long elections. I don't think they would like the partisanship. You know, they feared partisanship.
But now they had partisanship.
They feared parties then because they thought it would divide the country. But it turns out the party structure and partisanship has, to some degree, divided the country, and that's one of the big issues we're debating. There's so much partisanship. People want an end to the bickering, and they want more working together in behalf of the country. And that's become a big issue in our country and in this election.
Well, I agree with you. And, of course, one thing we need to remember, Don, is even though they didn't have so much parties in those days, although they had somewhat part of a party structure, they did have severe and serious disagreements among each other. Everything wasn't a bed of roses with those guys.
It wasn't. And, of course, in David McCullough's book on John Adams in 1776, you see how much they disagreed with one another and, in many ways, hated one backstabbing one another. It's amazing
that
we survived that period.
I know. We have to go back to put what we have now in perspective. You need to go back and read those books. In fact, that book would be a good one that McCullough wrote. Hey, Don,
yes.
Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Happy
Don Lambrow, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Political Reporter with the Washington Times. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Independence Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.